Imagine you just step off the curb tomorrow, totally distracted by your phone, and a city bus ends your story right there.
Oh, wow. Dark start to the day.
Well, I mean, tragic, obviously, but let's actually look at what you leave behind in that scenario.
Right, the aftermath.
Exactly.
Right.
Say you've got a YouTube channel bringing in like $10,000 a month in ad revenue. You've got three self-published ebooks generating steady royalties on Amazon.
Yeah.
And you've got a hardware wallet sitting right on your desk with half a Bitcoin on it.
Okay, a pretty solid modern portfolio.
Yeah. But what happens to all of that? If you're like a vast majority of people building wealth in the modern economy, the answer is honestly terrifying.
Because nobody has access to it.
Right. Google shuts down your channel. Amazon freezes your royalties. The Bitcoin is mathematically locked forever, and your family gets absolutely nothing.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is the massive generational shift occurring right under our noses. It's the ultimate blind spot for an entire generation.
We are incredibly savvy at creating digital value, but we are catastrophically unprepared for what happens to it when we are gone.
For the first time in American history, digital assets don't just, supplement a young person's net worth. They often represent the majority of it.
Which brings us to the mission of today's deep dive. We are unpacking the financial philosophy of Dan Kost. He's the CEO of DakDan Worldwide.
Right, and he's really sounding the alarm on this stuff.
He is. We're going to look specifically at his book, Money Smarts: Digital Estate Planning and Generational Wealth, and also the free gamified financial literacy platform he built at money-smarts.com.
The goal today is to show you exactly how Gen Z and millennials can build, protect, and actually pass on modern generational wealth.
Because if you walk into a traditional financial advisory firm today, you are usually met with frameworks designed for like 1983.
Oh, totally. I mean, they have a perfectly optimized binder for how to pass on a physical tractor or a stock portfolio, but they look at you blankly when you ask how to pass on a monetized TikTok account.
Or a digital storefront. Okay, let's unpack this. Because to protect an estate, you first have to actually build it.
Right, step one.
And Kost's philosophy for building wealth today looks fundamentally different than it did 40 years ago. But it's this really unique hybrid.
Yeah, it combines extremely old school anchor assets with brand new digital accelerants.
So let's start with the anchor. It is surprisingly traditional. He insists that you must buy real estate before age 25.
Which sounds crazy to a lot of 20-somethings today, right?
It does. But he argues that renting is essentially just funding someone else's wealth creation.
Every rent payment is basically a transfer of wealth from your household to your landlord's household. It really is that simple.
You're just paying their mortgage.
Exactly. Kost's approach is about stopping that arterial bleed, and securing a physical anchor asset as early as humanly possible.
And I like that he breaks down the math to show this isn't just some pipe dream reserved for the ultra wealthy.
Right. He points directly to the FHA loan, which only requires a 3.5% down payment.
Which is huge.
To put that in perspective, if you are looking at a $250,000 starter home, you need just under $9,000 down.
Which, I mean, if you are aggressive about your savings rate for a couple of years, is actually an achievable target.
It completely changes the trajectory of your 20s. But even more striking is his emphasis on the VA loan.
Oh, yeah, the VA loan.
Kost is a military veteran himself, and he calls the VA loan the single most underutilized financial tool in America.
Because we are talking about zero down payment, right?
Zero down payment, no private mortgage insurance, and highly competitive interest rates. If you have served in the military and you aren't using this benefit, you are basically leaving your most valuable earned asset right on the table.
And the underlying mechanism here is about locking in your housing cost with fixed-rate long-term debt.
Because of inflation. Over 30 years, inflation eats away at the value of the dollar.
So you're paying back that loan with dollars that are worth less and less over time, while the physical property itself appreciates in value.
That is the hidden engine of real estate wealth. You are freezing your biggest monthly expense in today's dollars.
But a house is really a defensive move, right? You've stopped the bleeding on rent.
Right.
To actually generate wealth, you need an offensive strategy.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the modern half of his philosophy, the digital accelerant.
This is where it gets really fun.
Wealth creation has been completely democratized by AI. Kost details how anyone can build a one-person digital enterprise using AI tools.
We're talking Claude, ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity, all of them.
Yeah. And he specifically recommends a platform called Marbleism, which acts as this massive force multiplier.
It's like having an entire corporate team rolled into a single software subscription.
The way Koss describes it, Marbleism acts as 7 different team members. It's your executive assistant managing your inbox, your social media manager scheduling posts, a legal document assistant, and even a customer service receptionist.
All for the price of 1 subscription.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you combine that operational power with free distribution platforms like Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing or KDP, anyone can build these compounding digital royalty streams.
With 0 upfront cost.
Right. You just write the book, upload the PDF, and Amazon waits for a buyer. They print a single copy on demand, ship it, process the payment, and just send you a royalty.
No inventory, no overhead.
But wait, I have to push back here.
Go for it.
If AI makes creating content and publishing on Amazon so fast and easy, isn't the market just going to be completely flooded?
Oh, the sea of AI garbage.
Yeah. Like, giving everyone a fully stocked commercial kitchen doesn't mean we suddenly have a million Michelin star chefs. How is this a reliable strategy for you to build wealth if everyone else is doing the exact same thing?
That is the exact trap most people fall into, assuming the tool just does all the work for you.
Right.
Post addresses this with his core philosophy, which is systems over goals. The differentiator isn't access to the tech. The technology is democratized. Everyone has the kitchen, to use your analogy.
Okay, so what's the secret sauce then?
The true differentiator is discipline and execution.
So it's literally just the human willingness to grind.
The stamina to maintain a system. I mean, anyone can start a YouTube channel today. Anyone can have Claude help them draft an ebook for KDP.
Sure.
But very few people will execute that publishing process consistently, week in and week out, for 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, most people will try it for 3 weeks, get frustrated when they aren't instantly viral, and just quit.
Exactly. Cost argues that wealth is built by compounding systems. Automated publishing schedules, consistent daily writing habits, disciplined weekly financial reviews.
So the AI tools simply lower your production costs and increase your output quality. They don't replace the actual discipline required to build an audience.
Nope. You still have to put in the work.
Which brings us to a massive hurdle. Let's say you have the discipline. You build the systems. But executing them requires a baseline foundation of financial literacy.
And let's be honest, that is a subject notoriously absent from standard schooling. Seriously, if you don't understand the mechanics of money, like how credit utilization impacts your borrowing power or how compound interest works, the best AI tools in the world won't save you.
You could build a digital enterprise making $100,000 a year, and if you don't know how to manage a debt load, you will just end up broke anyway.
We see it constantly with young creators who suddenly hit a big payday.
Right. The money vanishes just as quickly as it arrived because they lack the structural framework to actually keep it.
Enter money-smarts.com. This is the platform Dan Kost built alongside the book to solve this exact problem, and it's completely free.
Which is amazing.
It really is. It's a gamified financial education platform specifically built for Gen Z and millennials.
Over 50 lessons across multiple modules, right?
Yeah, stuff like budgeting basics, credit score essentials, investing 101, debt management. But it doesn't look like a textbook. It looks like a video game.
The delivery mechanism is brilliant because it leverages behavioral psychology. You earn XP, you unlock badges, you maintain daily streaks, and you compete on leaderboards. It's hacking your dopamine loop.
Yep.
Instead of the anxiety you normally feel when looking at a budget spreadsheet, you get that Duolingo-style dopamine hit for completing a lesson on emergency funds.
And it features an AI-powered tutor using Claude to provide personalized teaching.
But instead of just spitting out answers, it uses the Socratic method. It asks you probing questions to guide you to the right financial conclusion on your own.
That is so smart. And there is a really cool piece of history baked into this platform, too. Dan Kost actually wrote the very first book on credit repair way back in 1983.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, publishing through Teltrans Credit. He basically pioneered the whole do-it-yourself credit repair industry.
And those core principles he invented back then are hardwired right into the Credit Score Essentials module today.
Exactly.
But let me ask an original question here. By turning really serious financial topics like debt management and retirement planning into a game with XP and shiny badges, do we risk trivializing the very real-world consequences of financial ruin?
Like treating bankruptcy like a video game.
Yeah, like it's just a game over screen that you can respawn from.
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to look at the alternative. The real danger here isn't trivialization. The real danger is disengagement.
Hmm. That's fair.
Traditional financial education, you know, dry textbooks, lectures on amortization tables, has completely failed to reach this generation. The gamification is just the hook.
To get them in the door.
Exactly. Kost argues that the most valuable inheritance you can give your family isn't actually a trust fund or a pile of cash. It is financial education.
Because passing wealth to someone who lacks the framework to steward it doesn't create generational wealth.
It just enriches their creditors.
Right. The gamification builds the necessary financial intelligence into a family's culture early on.
Yeah, and that Socratic AI tutor makes sure they are actually grasping the gravity of the concepts, not just clicking through for points.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting.
Uh-huh.
Because let's say you follow the entire blueprint. You use the FHA loan to secure your physical anchor asset.
Mm.
You use Marbleism and KDP to build a profitable digital enterprise.
Check.
You master your financial mechanics on money-smarts.com. You are crushing it. But a critical vulnerability remains.
We are back to our scenario from the top of the show.
Yes. What happens to all these digital assets, these passive income streams, if you are suddenly incapacitated?
You step right into the absolute nightmare of digital probate.
Ugh, probate.
Right. Dying intestate, which means without a will, triggers a public court-supervised probate process. That alone costs 3-7% of the gross estate in legal fees.
That's gone to the courts.
Yep. But for digital assets, the cost is often total loss.
Because of the terms of service, right. When you sign up for a social media platform or a digital storefront, you don't actually own your account in the traditional legal sense.
You have a license granted by the platform.
And if you read the fine print, almost all of them explicitly state that accounts terminate upon death.
Without proper legal authority, your family can't access those accounts, the platform shuts them down, and the revenue evaporates.
So how do we fix it?
Kost outlines the solution. First, you must establish a revocable living trust.
Because a trust doesn't die.
Exactly. It bypassed the probate court entirely. But secondly, and this is a crucial part for the modern economy, you must explicitly utilize RUFRA.
Okay, wait, RUFRA.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. The Revised Uniform Fiduciary Access to Digital Assets Act.
Wow, okay. And what does that do?
It's legislation that gives your designated fiduciaries legal authority to access your digital footprint. Without explicit RUFRA language in your estate documents, the tech companies will simply point to their privacy policies, block your family, and delete the accounts.
Okay, but what about the crypto landmine? Because self-custodied cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin on a hardware wallet, has no customer service desk.
None. There is no password reset button.
If the private keys are lost, the money is gone forever. So to make it easy for my family, shouldn't I just put my hardware wallet seed phrases and my email passwords directly into my last will and testament so they have them?
This raises an important question, and the answer is an absolute unequivocal no.
Wait, really? It seems like the safest place. It's a highly protected legal document.
You must never, ever do that. Because a will becomes a public court document during probate.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, Kost's rule is absolute. Never store seed phrases digitally or in public documents. Literally anyone can go to the county courthouse and request a copy of the probate file.
So if your seed phrase is in your will, the first person to read that document can drain your entire crypto wallet before your grieving family even gets home.
Exactly. Those phrases belong on paper or metal, locked in a physical safe.
But then how does your family know where to find them?
You use what Kost calls a letter of instruction. It's a private, non-legal document meant only for your family. It just tells them where the safe is and who has the combination.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? When you look at Dan Kost's entire framework in Money Smarts, which, by the way, is part of a 7-book series available digitally, in print, and on audio, and you combine it with the money-smarts.com platform.
It means you have the power to be a builder, not just a consumer.
Exactly. You have the ultimate blueprint. You can secure a physical anchor like real estate, build a digital enterprise with AI, and protect it all from the courts.
It really is a comprehensive system, and I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over. Think about the digital platform you spend the most time on right now.
Oh, this is a good one.
If you were prominently locked out of it tomorrow, how much of your net worth, your network, or your legacy would instantly vanish?
That is chilling to actually quantify.
Taking inventory of your digital life isn't just about planning for the end. It's about realizing how much undocumented value you're carrying around in your pocket today.
It really puts it in perspective. We've moved way past dividing up fine china. Get your digital house in order.